Members of MoveOn.org across the country handed out 1 million pink slips today. They want to raise awareness about plans championed by Mitt Romney and Representative Paul Ryan that they say would cost the U.S. 1 million jobs in just 1 year. WBAI's Linda Perry caught up with women handing out the Romney-Ryan pink slips on Manhattan's Upper West Side. She files this report.
The Upper West Side is certainly not a bastion of conservative Republican thinking. It's often referred to as the Upper Left Side. It's a place where activists and students have gathered for generations for political discussions. Today, the Pink Slips women distribute lists problems MoveOn.org has with the Romney-Ryan ticket. MoveOn contends the Ryan budget, endorsed by Romney, would end Medicare and slash public education spending and economic investment. MoveOn says the budget would ask the middle class to pay more while offering more tax cuts to the rich. The women gathered in front of the 72nd Street subway station are worried about this country. Randy Blum is a senior citizen who's very concerned about the effects of Ryan's budget plan. She thinks he would destroy Medicare.
I'm very dependent on Medicare, as most of my friends are. And I'm concerned also about the emphasis that he has on cutting down benefits for young people, for education, for things that are important. And so I will do everything that I can to try to get Obama elected again. And I'm just outraged that there are new voter regulations, which will keep people away from the polls. And so I'm very concerned about an atmosphere in this country, and I just want to support those that are in favor of keeping our country caring and in support of each other.
Phyllis Kreitner is frightened about the prospect of Romney Ryan getting elected to office. She says they would outsource many jobs.
I think they're going to really make it very difficult for the elderly and for people who are disabled and the middle class. I mean, their agenda is really quite clear. And women, it's totally outrageous. I'm really frightened that I know so many people who want to actually move out of the country if they win.
Jeanette Toomer was incensed by yesterday's court decision to uphold the Pennsylvania voter ID law.
I was a child during the civil rights movement. So this really, where they had voters, real voter literacy tests and everything. So I am really shocked as an African-American that a state and a judge of all people would support these kind of laws, which are meant only to keep people away from the polls. That's ridiculous.
Toomer says the Constitution protects a voter's right to vote, period.
There's no if you have this or can you read or there's nothing else in the Constitution that you need in order to go and cast your vote. This is a fundamental right guaranteed by the Constitution of this country. And I'm very upset, and I think we're in New York, we don't have to worry about that, but we also have to speak out, because the president is the president of the entire country. And if we let this go on, and Romney gets in, and millions of voters cannot vote and turned away from the polls, we're all going to suffer the consequences.
Pat Dubrovner agrees with Jeanette Toomer, and she worries about government cutbacks with a Romney-Ryan ticket.
The government is the friend of the people, not their enemy. And their desire to shrink the government, not only will it lose all the jobs of people that are working for different branches of the government, but do we want an America where people are just out for themselves?
Gwendolyn Shambrung gives out Romney Ryan pink slips because she supports President Obama, and she says Romney Ryan would be a nightmare for this nation, that they are terrible on women's issues and on the economy.
They basically just support the 1%. Romney outsourced, I don't know how many hundreds of people when he was with Bain Capital, and he's promoting his business experience, and yet he will not let anyone know what is going on. What from his history from Bain Capital, that's off the table. His experience as governor of Massachusetts is off the table because he doesn't want to discuss Romney Care, which Obamacare was based upon. And so he's basically wanting them to undo the program that he created, which was, I think, promoted by the Heritage Foundation, which is a right-wing think tank. He will not release his taxes, and that is absolutely major. There is a rumor that he has not paid taxes for 10 years. He can squash that rumor and destroy Harry Reid if he released his taxes and showed that these were lies. But obviously they're not releasing them. His wife, Ann Romney, has a contemptuous attitude towards Americans, referring to us as you people, which frankly almost one-ups Marie Antoinette's let them eat cake. Another thing that really gets to me is what Romney did to his dog back in the 80s when he traveled up to Canada on a 12-hour trip with the dog in a carrier on the top of the car. That is unconscionable. That is animal cruelty. And that is what he will do to the rest of America.
Not surprising, Shambram isn't fond of Ryan either. Randy Blum says Romney is not a job creator.
This is a man who doesn't care about people working. And his corporation has really been responsible for a loss of jobs. So I want people to be aware of it and not to be passive, to be involved.
And that's the message from the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.